In today's halacha section, we will summarize, Be'ezer Hashem, the basic topic of the Isra of Shehiyah and how we paskin in halacha with a couple of basic applications. In our sugya, we had seen the Gemara brings down the Shita of Chananya that says that if a person is leaving food on a fire on Erev Shabbos, there's no need for him to do Grufa Uktuma. We discussed in the daf that Grufa Uktuma is today most conventionally known as putting down a blech. Ktuma, covering the fire with a blech, according to Rabbi Aaron Cutler, that one would have to also make sure that the food is covered, the knobs, excuse me, are covered just like the fire. Because at the end of the day, the chshash is shema yichata begacholim. Chananya says that that chshash only appears in regards to hachzara, if a person is putting back the food. If a person is leaving the food on Erev Shabbos, then in such a case, he does not need a blech. Our Gemara thought that the Mishnah was against Chananya on Lamed Vav Amud Beis on the bottom, and ultimately the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah could be read even according to Chananya as well. The Gemara will go on with proofs for Chananya, against Chananya, on Lamed Zayin. At the end of the day, it's still, at the end of the sugya, it's not clear of how we paskin. How we paskin Shulchan Aruch is a very long si'if in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Both opinions are found in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. In the opening lines, the Mechaber says, Kira shi'isiku shi'i asuya kigdeira, he describes a kira v'sovsin, etc. The opening opinion is that one is not allowed to leave food on the fire from before Shabbos without it being garif katan. And then he gives a couple of exceptions that will be borne out on the Gemara on Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches, and that is Elim Kein is special called Sarko, if the food was entirely cooked, v'hu mitztamek v'ralo, and then it's just getting worse on the fire, so then we're not afraid that an individual is going to stoke the coals. Oshu chai, or it is raw, shalom spashel klal, if it's entirely raw, we have this idea in the second parak, then a person is not likely to expect it to be ready on Friday night, and therefore it will most definitely be ready by Shabbos morning, and there's no reason for him to have incentive to stoke the coals. Continues the Mechaber, Avlam Nespashel Ksasvel, Avlam Nespashel Kol Tzarko, but if it's a little bit cooked, Vafilu Nespashel Kol Tzarko, Vum Instamik V'yafalo, or it's still improving, Chayshinon Shema Yechata. Then in such a case, we're afraid he's going to come to stoke the coals. And the Mechaber develops this opinion. If we skip ahead over there in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, however, he then quotes a Yesh Omrim. V'Yesh Omrim, and some say shekolshin is bashel kamachol ben drusoy, anything that is one half cooked. Machol ben drusoy is a machlokus rishonim, whether it's one third cooked or one half cooked. Lechatchila, Mishnah Berurah says you should wait until it's one half cooked. Of course, you mentioned in the Gemara that ben drusoy were gangsters that would eat their food on the run, either one half cooked or one third cooked. Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila to be choshesh, one half cooked, but b'di'eved, even one third cooked. Here's the sheet of Chananya. Oshin special called Tzarkom Istamik V'yafalo, Mutu Lishos Agabe Kira. In such a case, then you're allowed to leave it on the stove. So it's not that you're always allowed to. It has to be one half cooked. And even if it's cooked, Istamik V'yafalo, you would be allowed to. Afil Husak, so then, in such a case, it'll be acceptable on Shabbos. Says the Rama, v'nagu lahakel kisvara achrona. The custom, the Rama claims, was to be lenient, like the second opinion. Now we have a rule in Psak, if the Mechaber, stam v'yesh omrim, halacha kistam. However, the Rama seems to be, says that the meaning is to follow the lenient opinion, which will come out that this will be a difference between Svardim and Ashkenazim. According to Svardim, Me'ikar d'dina, one paskins that it's aser to do shihiyah without a blech. According to Ashkenazim, the minig is to be mekil kisvara ha'achrona. The Be'er Halacha cuts down the teeth of this heter and points out that the kula over here of the Ramah was coming from a point of weakness and not a point of strength. I mean a point of weakness versus strength. There are sometimes that we're mekil because the Rishon really believe that the correct opinion, lahalacha, is the lenient opinion. However, over here, the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel Hanagu points out that the Rush is mekel because of the following reason. The Mipnei Yisrael Adukim Mitzvahs Onik Shabbos. Klal Yisrael likes the mitzvahs, well connected to the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Bevadai lo yishmu lanu. They're so connected to mitzvah of Onik, they won't listen to us if we tell them to use a beth. Bleth. Al kain hanech lehem. Let us let them be, do it this way. Let them follow the custom to be lenient like Hananya. Those are the words of the Rush. Therefore, claims the Be'er Halacha, l'chatchila, one should be machmir for Shehiyah as well. Because the Rush said, hanach lehem, because of the minig. It doesn't sound like that it was a kula that was coming from a place of strength. However, it should be noted that the Chazon Ish, in Simin Lamed Zayin Sifkatan Gimel, says that one does not need to be machmir. The Gaonim weren't machmir for themselves, and therefore one does not need to be machmir. What is most striking here in the development of Halacha is that the Kaf HaChaim says that the minig of the Sfardim was to follow the lenient opinion of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, like the Rush and the Ramah. However, in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef in Simin Reishon and Gimel Gimel, Chacham Avadya Yosef Shlita presents through his son, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, that it's prohibited for Sfardim to leave food on a fire to do Shehiyah without Garuf HaKatum as a simple reading of the Mechaber. It's important to remember that even though we said that it's permissible to do Shehiyah, we were only talking about something that was Michael Ben Drusai. Even Hananya agrees that the only time it would be permissible to leave food on an open fire is if it's already Michael Ben Drusai. This summarizes the basic halacha in terms of the machlokis. Just two interesting points about the halachos of Shehiyah if the food is not cooked to Michael Ben Drusai. Number one, it should be known, even though most poskim do not pass in this way, that the Chazon Ish felt that what we called a blech today does not qualify as grufa viktuma. He claimed because a metal cover is not memaye tachom, that is not an effective way of doing grufa viktuma, and therefore there are many in Bnei Brak today that do not feel that a blech will not solve grufa viktuma. Hence, if a food is between Michael Ben Drusai, half cooked, lechatchila, and not cooked at all, one would not be able to simply put the food on a metal blech. However, the minig of most poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and others, was to be lenient in this regard, and that has been the minig Yisrael. That was the minig of my parents, to you rely on a blech, going back to their parents already, I believe, to Europe. Number two, another interesting ha'ara, is the whole idea of grufa viktuma, of course, is to cover up the fire. Rav Aaron Cutler, quoted by Rabbi Eider in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, we mentioned this in the Daf Shir itself, felt that since the chash is that one will stoke the coals, today the most important thing is not to cover the fire, rather to cover the knobs. Therefore, it is so on the market, blechs that are flat, that don't cover the knobs, lechatchila, it is highly recommended to get a blech that isn't only horizontal on the fire, but also has a 90-degree turn and is vertical as well in covering the flames, which are usually right below the stovetop.
Rav Shlomo Zalman Zetzal in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Aleph Ha'ara Nun Dalet and Kuf Pei Hey raises an interesting point. If a person is preparing Erev Shabbos and they're going to put up a blech and they're going to do Shehiya because they're either they're following the Chumrah of the Be'er Halacha or their food is less than Michael Ben Drusai, he says once you put down the blech, you should not stick your hand underneath the blech to adjust the flame. He says, in such a case, one is showing that it's not really garav v'katum. The only way it's garav v'katum is if you don't make an adjustment. Hence, l'chatchila, one should not adjust, because the essence of the blech is to be mesiach das from the fire. And if a person adjusts it on Erev Shabbos, not talking Chas Chili on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos itself, so then that is mevatel the original Garuf Vekotum. This Bezer Hashem is an introduction to the halachos of Shehiya, whose sugya really takes off on Lamed Vav HaMebeis.